Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another edition of Inspiration Nation. I am your host, Teresa Morrow. Thank you all for being here. Today I have with me Ms. Kelly Stone. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. I'm good. I'm good. So happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to be talking today about Kelly's latest book, The Butterfly Payoff. I really enjoyed your book, and I wanted you first to share a little bit about your story, Kelly, because I think it leads to the premise of the book in so many ways. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about your story and how it inspired you to write this book.
Sure, I would love to. Kind of the premise of, my message, to women now, it really did spawn from, my life experience in some of the things that, that I've been working through my whole life. And, it's not one of those stories where, everything just magically, fell into place for me, or, these, huge extraordinary events happened. It really wasn't a life like that. It wasn't a story like that. In fact, I had a lot of adversity, especially through my young adult period, through when I had my children. I had a lot of chronic illness and just, some tragic things that happened in a series of events that really, there was times where I just, really wanted to, jump ship. It wasn't good for me at the time, but, as I was walking through it, my journey, I just realized that, everything that I experienced up to that point, everything that, hurt me, that almost crippled me at times, were things that happened for a reason in my life. And, I believe that the events that happen and the people that we meet and, whether those things are, pleasant or non-pleasant, I feel like that they're mirroring things back to us that we need to see in our lives, things that, we need to grow, that we need to change, so that we can be the grandest version of ourselves. And it took me a while to understand that, to really, get a grip of that concept. But I've always loved to write. I mean, that was one of my passions growing up as a child, a teenager, on into my adult life. And, have done some of that in a minimal way over the course of my life until around 7 or 8 years ago, I was extremely debilitated with a chronic migraine. That period of my life was actually about 13 years. And I was bedridden a lot. I was either on medication or I was, just not well enough to even, function. So the first thing that I started to write was a novel. It was a crime thriller, believe it or not. And, very far away from what I write now, but interestingly, it was such a catalyst for where I am now because it got me writing again. It got me thinking about my passions and purpose and, you know, I think I was kind of hiding in the novel, you know, honestly, but it woke me up. It woke me up. So it was very therapeutic for me. And finishing a novel was one of the most satisfying things I've ever done. You know, just being able to say, yes, I wrote a book. I finished it. And that particular book is not published right now, but it's down the road at some point. I will let that go to the world. But anyway, it really spawned this deep desire to really define my passions, my purpose. Mm-hmm. And I began to explore being online, you know, social media, being, you know, part of that world. And I started a blog called womenslifelink.com, which is my primary website now. And mm-hmm. It started out, I was so inexperienced. I was like this greeny blogger. I had no idea what I was doing. It was crazy. I was all over the board. I had expectations that were way out of line. And I just kept going. And I knew that most bloggers, most people that start things like that, quit within 6 to 8 months. That's what the statistics say. Well, I passed that mark, and I really enjoyed what I was doing. In fact, it was creating this element of satisfaction and purpose in my life that I had not felt up to that point. So it just developed into something that was like a global community for women. And the information that I put there is from me. A lot of it's from me. Most of it is. But I have co-contributors, you know, so there's other stories, other opinions, other views. So now it's just become, you know, this kind of the hub of what I do, kind of the hub of my message. And all of it is just experience. You know, it's just wisdom, experience, and tips, and, you know, all of the things that I put out there. And, you know, it's kind of one of those, you put it out there, I don't tell people what to do. I don't tell them what to believe. I just put the information out there. This is how it worked for me. This is what I did. Mm-hmm. This is how I survived. This is how I thrived. And, you know, these women have the choice. You know, we have a mm-hmm. choice to go, you know, whatever direction we want to with that information. So that's a, you know, kind of the little gist of how I got started doing this. And, you know, still I am a work in progress still myself. I'm a student of life. I take everything into myself. I absorb it. I analyze it. I spit it back out. I mean, it's still my process to this day. I never stop.
Right. We're all learners of life, aren't we?
Absolutely.
One of the things that you talk about in the book, and you just mentioned it a little bit, there's actually two things that I wanted to share with the listeners. One is about doing the work, and the other one is about purpose. I wanted uh-huh. to read a little bit from your book. You say, because like I said, you get to the nitty-gritty kind of early. When you talk about doing the work, you say in the
mm-hmm.
first chapter.
Yeah, like the first chapter.
Yeah, exactly. You bring us back to an oldie but a goodie when you talk about, you know, every action there's a reaction, like from our science class. And mm-hmm. then in chapter 4, you talk more about work, and you give this great quote from Mary Kay Ash. Don't limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do. You can go as far as your mind lets you. What you believe, remember, you can achieve. I'd love to have you talk more about the encompassment of purpose and what that can mean for people.
Okay. Well, purpose being, you know, so much of, you know, my niche. You know, and it didn't really start out to be that, but like I said, you know, when I was explaining a little bit about my beginnings, my story, was that in my own search, in my own need to define my purpose, I realized something that is so powerful, that if we just walk through life nonchalantly, if we don't pay attention to the moments of our life, if we don't gather those moments to ourselves and we just walk, you know, without paying attention to our passions, our skills, or things we overcome, mm-hmm. you know, our deep desires, it floods over. It almost washes us out, like, mm-hmm. you know, like if you water down paint. You know, that's what it felt like to me. Like I was just walking in this world as a watered down paint color, you know, not really making mm-hmm. much impact. But here's the thing about purpose is that I really truly believe that it's in us already. It's there from the beginning. And I don't believe that we have to find it or that we have to dig, you know, so deeply for it. It really is there. The signs are all around us. They're in us. And that's why I chose the word define our purpose instead of say, you know, find or discover, because definition of purpose, I feel, is, you know, saying it in another way is just clarity about yourself, setting self. And clarity comes when you choose to look. When you put the glasses on and you look harder, you know, and I use that analogy in a recent article. You know, if you need glasses when you're driving and you don't have your glasses, guess what? You're in trouble. You can't see through. You may get something. Well, it's kind of like that way with purpose in life. If you don't use the tools that are around you to see more clearly, you're in trouble. You know, you're, like I said, you're just kind of wandering through life. And I don't want to say you're sitting there missing your life or some, you know, like you've missed the proverbial boat. It's not about that. It's knowing that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. But while you're there, look. Stop, listen, mm-hmm. pay attention, do the work, mm-hmm. you know, don't ignore it. So that's kind mm-hmm. of my take on purpose, you know, and
I
how
like
important
that.
It is to us. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, because I think a lot of times we do, you know, in times in our lives, we do kind of feel like we're that watered down paint color. And mm-hmm. But like you say, if we can still be in that space and then begin to look, listen, and use those tools, I think it's very important, and then we can know more about what our purpose might be and go towards it. And you brought me to another thing I wanted to have you share with the listeners, but actually before I do that, I also wanted to allow people, if they want to join in the conversation with Kelly and myself, please call 773-897-6387, and you can ask Kelly a question or, like I said, join in the conversation with us. Another thing that you talk about, which I think is huge, 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 is about authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very important. Do you think that there is a way to find that, or is it, again, not necessarily trying to find it, but it's already there?
Yeah, great, great question, Teresa. Interestingly, my head has been in a new project over the last few weeks, and that topic is exactly what the first course of my new Life Creation series is about. It's called Living and Loving the Real You.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all in the brain right now. This is definitely at the forefront of my brain because it's written as a 30-day course, step-by-step, just to help women to really make these discoveries and define this authentic person
mm-hmm.
within themselves, by them, you know, not by themselves because there's encouragement, there's a core support here, but with introspective questions, with things that are present within themselves already. And all, you know, the course is designed to bring those things out
mm-hmm.
of the reader. And again, it's something that we are who we are. It's not we have to find that person again. Kind of those things we almost need to let go of who we think we are first. I mean, there's a really interesting, cool quote that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head that I can't remember verbatim. But finding the purpose in authentic self, it's almost like we have to be willing to release who we think we are, who others think we are. Let go of those things. Peel them away like you're peeling an onion. And then what you find in the core, that's your authentic self. You know, that's the woman who isn't afraid to show the world who she is because she doesn't define herself based on other people's opinions. You know, she realizes that she's beautiful just the way she is, that she's enough being who she is already without having to drum up some, you know, fancy persona or glamorous attitude or, you know, whatever that they, you know, she thinks that the world wants. You know, we all have elements of that in us. We all have, you know, different facets of our being where we want to be noticed. We all want to be heard. You know, where we want to be prettier, you know, in the night we go out on the town, you know, those kinds of things. That's not really what I'm talking about.
Right.
So, again, it's one of those things, just you have to focus on it. You have to really look at it and be willing to look at the parts of yourself that aren't as pretty, that aren't as shiny and sparkly and glittery, the ones that you try to hide from the world. And you have to love those parts, too. And that's the key because, well, absolutely, you know, you can't just, if you take half of yourself and put out only that, then you never will be off of like that. You'll always be afraid. You'll always have fear that somebody won't like you for who you are. It's best just to get it out there, get it out in the beginning. I mean, Lord knows I shared a lot of my unseemliness in my book, you know, a lot of my, you know, downfalls and weaknesses and things. It's like, just, you know, let it go there because it is what it is at this point. You can't change it. So you might as well use it and put it out there and let somebody else relate to it.
Well, and I think that that's a key point that you just said. When we do allow ourselves to share those pieces that aren't the shiniest and the prettiest and the smartest and the whatever-est, more people do relate because we are human. We will make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We will, you know, not do the best job sometimes. We will falter here and there, and that's okay. And like you said, that needs to be okay. That's loving who you are. Like I said, you're speaking to the choir because, in fact, I'm doing a workshop this coming Saturday on that very same thing, about celebrating who you are and loving who you are just the way you are. But it does take some excavating and some discovering.
Yeah, it's just that willingness to really look at, what parts of yourself not be the sharpest, willing to go there and locate yourself. A lot of the times, the reason why people don't embark on self-development journeys or, you know, these types of, you know, courses or read these types of books is really because they have a fear of finding out where they are or how bad off they think they are. You know, they think that it's such an atrocity in their own life that they've, you know, say, for example, they've let themselves become obese or, you know, drown in debt or, you know, become extremely ill or, you know, their children are not doing well in school or, you know, maybe even have criminal records, you know, things like that are kind of traumatic to families. You know, they look at that and it's like, I've got all these bad things going on in my life. How could I possibly have a story that anybody else wants to hear or that is going to get anything out of? And really, it's the opposite, though. Those are the things that make you very qualified to talk about self-development because if you don't ever go through anything, how are you going to grow or get stronger or change or be an inspiration to somebody else? You know, but that location, that first moment in locating yourself, you know, putting a number, you know, how do you feel about this area of your life from 0 to 10? You know, how satisfied are you with it? You know, to put a number on that is so terrifying. It can be so terrifying. you know, in fear that, oh my God, I'm a one, you know, I want to be a 10, but I'm a one, darn it. How do I get to a 10? And then the struggle comes, well, you know, I know where I need to be, but I just don't know how to get there. So that's why I do what I do.
Right.
It's helping that person get from that one or two or three to that higher number.
Mm-hmm.
And do it organically, you know, with gentleness, but also that little, you know, kick in the butt, you know, that helps them to keep going. You know, that helps them to, you know, to realize that you don't have to quit. You don't have to keep stopping and starting over. But if you do, it's okay. But let's, each time we do this, let's take an extra step. You know, let's get a little further. Let's get a little further. Get a little closer.
That brings me to the next point I wanted to have you share with the listeners, and we talked a little bit about it before, was doing the work. Because I think a lot of times, and I love this in the book, because a lot of times I think people don't realize, they think, oh, you know, I just have to believe that it's going to happen and it'll just show up. But actually, you've got to do the work, and it's what I like to call inspired action.
Mm,
you have to take
that
inspired action and put in the effort to get to where you want to be. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I love that. I love that term. It's, you know, some different nice analogies that, you know, situations that we could to describe that, and I believe I, you know, do that in the book. And I did talk about that in the very first chapter. You know, boom, got it out there, because it doesn't matter how well my book or anybody else's book is written, or how well they speak to you, or, you know, how polished they are on their videos and their marketing. If you don't take the information to heart and find your own reason for wanting to make a change in your life, or for wanting to grow or find your purpose, whatever your goal is, if you don't find that reason that's big enough to keep you going, to encourage you to get out of bed in the morning and do whatever it is that you need to do. And when I say do, I mean that do is work, okay?
Right.
You know, do is work. So whatever the work is, however you define that, it has to be done. If you want to lose weight, guess what? You've got to eat less calories than you burn, and you've got to exercise, period. If you don't do that, then you're very, very less likely to lose weight. And here's the example, you know, that's in my life right now. And many of my readers and fans and, you know, people that know me know that I was diagnosed with MS right after Christmas this year, which was a blow to me. It wasn't surprising, because I did have, with the chronic migraine years ago, I did have a scare, you know, where they found something on my brain, but it went away, and it never transpired into anything. So they couldn't give me the diagnosis about 4 years ago. But it kind of always hung out in the back of my head, like, you know, it's a possibility, but I'm going to go with it. It's not, you know, for now. Well, I woke up and I got out of bed and stepped out on the floor of my left foot. Basically, I could not walk very well on my left side. It was very weird, and I thought maybe I slept wrong on my leg, but 10 minutes later, it was still like that. So, you know, that prompted an ER. Now, you know, quite a few hours and a couple trips to the ER, they finally did an MRI and discovered that, you know, they definitely had lesions, and, you know, they did some follow-up work and discovered that that's definitely what it was. But anyway, how I was going to join this, you know, into the work question was that immediately, you know, I had cured chronic migraine in 1 week with a dietary and lifestyle change. One week, yes, after 13 years. Yeah, I'm told that at first. It's like, are you kidding me? And I even knew about the information before. But anyway, I realized that I know how my body heals itself. I know, I believe that you give your body what it needs and you take away the toxic and it will heal itself. So I immediately went on a diet, it's called the Walls Paleo, And I'm not going to get into the whole story of who Dr. Walls is and everything. Very, very trusted and credible doctor and call. But I went on that immediately, and it was much more strict than what I had been on with, you know, the chronic migraine diet that I was on. But my big reason for doing that work, for getting up every morning and drinking a green drink, even though it looks like baby poop, and you know, doing you know, the meditations and believing that my body's healing itself and struggling through exercise when I really don't feel like it because my body isn't working at its optimal level right now. Do that work because the alternative is not an option to me.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a wheelchair in 5 years is not an option to me. You know, losing my ability to play with my six-year-old daughter is not an option to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big why, because I want my life. I want my life and I want my lifestyle to be as good as it possibly can be. And I have things to do. I have more books to write. I have, you know, all this stuff that I want to accomplish. And I'm not going to bow down to illness that I know can be, I know that can be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the work is about. That's what the big, you know, having a big why in your life, having, that's what creates the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It's the why. But you still have to walk it. You have to walk it out. And you don't have to be
mm-hmm.
perfect, but you have to be progressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my big work spiel. You know, that's so just to let people know that I'm doing the work, you know. I don't talk about stuff that I'm not willing to do myself. And that's, I will honor my readers and, you know, followers in that way. You know.
Yeah.
I'm in this with you.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, to me, that's the essence of it, is that, you know, you're the real deal. It's, you know, you're right in there. And that, you know, you're going through, and like you said, having to do the work right alongside them.
Mm-hmm.
It may be different types of work, but you're right there and you have to do it for your own reasons. I wanted to give you the opportunity, Kelly, to share with people where they can find out more about you, where they can find out more about the book, where they can purchase the book. And also, if you want to share more about your upcoming course that you had briefly talked about earlier.
Okay. Sure. I'd love to. First of all, I don't know if your page, if you have any ability to post links, but if not, that's okay. My primary website right now is womenslifelink.com, just as it's spelled. And my email, my primary email address is womenslifelink@gmail.com. Those are primarily two ways to get in touch with me if you have a question or, you know, just have comments or, you know, suggestions, anything like that. There is a comment form on my website. There's also a, in the right sidebar, there is a, the email community sign up option boxes there. And if your readers want to go there and just put their name and email in, I know that, you know, people get so bogged down with email, but I don't send out a ton of emails every week. I'm very selective with what I choose to send to the email community. But anyway, if you do that, you will receive the get instant access to a free gift called The 7 Steps to Living on Purpose. And it's a digital book that really kind of gives a little bit more insight into the definition of purpose and, you know, some just kind of nuggets that, you know, will help you move along through that. And I am present on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Women's Life Link. There is a page, a fan page, and I also do have a Women's Life Link community group where it's not a private group, it's a closed group, so, you know, private enough and, you know, nobody else can see the post
mm-hmm.
except the women who are in there. And so, you know, several ways you can get in touch with me, and, you know, if you missed any of that, then, you know, get in touch with Teresa, you know, there, and you can definitely find you through there. My upcoming, yep.
I was just going to say, and your book is available on Kindle and.
Right, I'm sorry.
Amazon.
It's Amazon. It's on Amazon.com. It's The Butterfly Payoff, A Woman's Guide to Defining Her Purpose, Fulfilling Her Dreams, and Getting Paid for It. And it's available on Amazon.com in hard copy as well as Kindle right now. So, you know, if you just, you know, do the search, then you should be able to find that. And there also are links on my website to the direct, that'll lead you directly to the page. And the upcoming course is the first of, I'm anticipating to do a year's worth of these courses, so probably 12. It's the Butterfly Payoff Life Creation Series, Course 1, Living and Loving the Real You. It will be released conjunction with a Women's Empowerment Summit that I'm doing. My interview will air at the end of, or at the 1st of March. And I will be posting information about that on my page, on my website. So if you get, and within the email community too. So if you get hooked up with any of those sources, you'll get more information about that. But as I said, it's a little bit more in-depth 30-day self-study course that will this first one touches on the authentic self and the definition of what that means to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for being my guest today. I enjoyed your book, The Butterfly Payoff, very much, and I encourage you all to go check it out on Amazon and go check out her website. Again, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Kelly, again. And remember, be the inspiration you wish to see in the world. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.